when the children of Israel sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan, you recall that 10 of them came back with a bad report. They said, "There's no way that we can conquer that land." They said, "There's walled cities," and they said, "There were giants in the land," and they said, "We look like grasshoppers in their sight." Now, I don't know where they got that idea, except that when you walk by unbelief, why, all kinds of things look bigger than maybe they really are. But there were two men who said, "It's a good land, a rich land, a bountiful land." As a matter of fact, it took two men to carry one cluster of grapes on their shoulders, but on a pole between their shoulders. It was a bountiful land, a land that God had promised for them, if they would by faith walk and trust the Lord. So 10 of them said, "No, there's no way. We'd better go back to Egypt." But 2 of them said, "By the grace and help of the Lord God, we can conquer it. Let's go in." Those 2 were Joshua and Caleb. And of all the children of Israel that were there that day, those 2 were the only 2 that went into the promised land. Because of unbelief, God allowed the children of Israel to wander in the wilderness for 40 years, until all of those that had come out of Egypt, except Joshua and Caleb, had passed away. And then their children were the ones that followed Joshua, his leadership, into the promised land and took the land. So God promised Caleb that he would give him an inheritance in the land because of his faithfulness in Almighty God. Thus there came a day when Caleb was given an inheritance, and there was a mountain that was given to Caleb. There were giants, the sons of Anakim, there, 3 giants. But Caleb said, "By the grace and help of God, I will conquer that mountain, and I will overcome it and claim that territory for the glory of God." And so that's what this song is about. It's called Caleb's Song, and it's about the giants that come into the lives of believers, and how that by faith in Almighty God, we can conquer those giants, we can conquer those mountains of trouble, of difficulty, of trial, of testing, through the help of Almighty God. And thus Caleb's song.
I saw the giant of prayerlessness upon the mountain high. He laughed so hard at my unbended knee. No longer in the wilderness I'll stay, and so I cry. I want that mountain, it belongs to me. I want that mountain. I want that mountain. Where the milk and honey flow, where the grapes of Eshcol grow, I want that mountain, I want that mountain, the mountain that my Lord has given me. There was a giant of laziness who said I wouldn't go, and witness for the one who set me free. I'll come from out the wilderness, I'll witness now I know. I want that mountain, it belongs to me. I want that mountain, I want that mountain. Where the milk and honey flow, where the grapes of Eshcol grow, I want that mountain, I want that mountain, the mountain that my Lord has given me. met every giant of distress and unbelief and sin. Get ready now to vacate, for you see, I've come from out the wilderness, and though I'm going to win, I want that mountain, it belongs to me. I want that mountain, I want that mountain, where the milk and honey flow, where the grapes of Esco grow. I want that mountain, I want that mountain, the mountain that my Lord has given me.
Remember, the Word of God says, the just shall live by faith. Four times that is repeated in God's Word, because God wants us to live by faith in Him, trusting in the Lord with all of our heart, and not leaning to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledging Him, and He will direct our path.